Jesus is risen. And now may the presence and the peace of our risen Jesus be with you now and always. Amen. What's so funny about it? Now, it's true that not anyone was smiling or laughing when I was reading the gospel story today, but the question still stands. What's so funny about it? When we look at the world around us, it's easy to find pain and hatred and misery. It's easy to watch as some are neglected and others overstuff. We can see troubled times and we can all get downhearted. There is conflict all around us. People are confused and afraid. We don't even really want to look too closely at all of that. So the question still comes up. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Now, that last sentence is actually the chorus of an Elvis Costello song that's been one of my all-time favorites. But it also captures the message of Jesus to his disciples, to all of us who follow him as well. Last week, Jesus gave us all a command to love one another, to love the world, to love with the love that Jesus shares, which is the love of God. Now that can be an overwhelming command for most of us. Who am I to compare myself with Jesus? Can I really do anything like that? The truth is, Jesus thinks we can, and Jesus has promised to stay with us, to stand by us as we try. And so in today's gospel story, Jesus is still talking to the disciples after their last meal together, and Jesus promises help. Jesus promises a way for us to live as followers of Jesus who love as Jesus loves. Jesus knows that the disciples are still confused. They still need instruction. They still need help to understand. And so Jesus promises the coming of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus also knows the darkness of the world around us as we all search for the light. We search for those who we might trust. We search for those we can work with. We look for ways to calm our troubled hearts so that we won't be afraid. So Jesus gives to them and to us peace. It is more than the world can give to us, and we have hope because of this peace that Jesus gives. You see, Jesus understands our weakness when it comes to caring for others. All right, it's not that we don't want to. It's that we get in our own way. There are so many ways that we can be distracted from helping our neighbors, distracted from sharing kindness. It can be as simple as people pulling in front of us on the road or laughing at us when we drop our books in the hallway. It can be that person who always steals your lunch out of the break room refrigerator. It doesn't have to be big things, important things, dramatic things, but they still distract us. And then there are desires and wishes, things that we really, really want that can stand in the way. Now, in his life and living, Jesus has tried to teach us, show us, guide us to ways of living that show concern for all around us. And now, here, as he is preparing for his passion, Jesus wants his friends to know that they will not be alone. And so Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit will continue to teach them, guide them, stand up for them, stand by them. The Holy Spirit will help to show them who to trust, how to make themselves strong in God's love, so that we might all live in harmony, sharing God's love. You see, I love the image of harmony whenever it shows up in scriptures, because it describes people doing different things to accomplish the same thing. Growing up in the Lutheran church that I attended to, there were times when the organist would all of a sudden stop playing the organ. Now, that was never meaning that the organist forgot how to play the song or had lost his place. No, what the organist was doing was inviting the congregation to find and sing their part in the four-part harmony printed in the bulletin. And so I remember growing up loving as bass and tenor and alto and soprano all began to meld together, becoming the very same song, but also very, very different as you heard the individual parts. This is what Jesus is trying to encourage the disciples and all of us about. He's showing us that the love that we share, the care that we give to neighbors and friends, to family and anyone, it may not look the same. It may not sound the same. But like the vocal parts in those hymns, they blend together into a harmony that sprouts into beauty. The Holy Spirit teaches us our parts and then blends the love that we share so that beauty and peace are possible. You see, that peace is the other gift that Jesus gives to the disciples and to us today. Now, peace can be understood in many different ways, right? There is world peace, which is an absence of conflict between nations. There is peace between individuals or group, which again is an absence of conflict. There is also inner peace, where we have no conflict in us. The peace that Jesus is giving to us is more than an absence of conflict. With this peace from Jesus, we can set aside our worry. We can set aside our anxiousness. We can finally discover a way to make sure that we enjoy 23 days running into the house at the same time. With this peace from Jesus, we can walk into situations calmly, with a sense of gentle kindness. We are not on a defensive, and we look to help whoever it is that can. Jesus also says that he gives not as the world gives. You see, the world gives us peace conditionally. Wars end, conflicts are diverted, even our inner struggles finish, most often with conditions. Each party gives up something. No one is truly satisfied, but the conflict itself is over. The world also gives with strings attached, with burdens, with expectations that bind us. Jesus gives us this peace freely and unconditionally. This peace does not depend on our circumstances, but rather it depends on the promise of God. And you see, as Lutherans, we see God and God's love very, very clearly at the font and here at the table. When people come to be washed in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it works not because I'm there or I use some sort of special incantation or a group of particular words. It works because of the promise of God. The promise that God will be with us to name us and claim any who come up out of that water. When we come to the altar, when we come to this table, it is the promise of God that guarantees that Jesus is really present and that we receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. It's not because of me. It's because of Jesus and the promises of God that Jesus brings. It is the same with that peace from Christ. We have no conflict with God. Let me say that in a different and a better way. God has no conflict with us. God loves us, and Jesus has shown us and will continue to show us that very truth. As we find solace in the promises of God, the promises of presence and aid, of comfort and guidance, of hope for our days, we can then enter into the world with peace. We clothe ourselves with the peace of Christ, and we look to love one another. Peace, love, and understanding is what Jesus is talking about today. He gives us his peace. He promises the presence of the Holy Spirit so that we might understand the promises and know the truth of God's love. All this Jesus does so that we might go into the world and love one another. Jesus is with us in the Holy Spirit, and we have hope that God's kingdom can be made real even in and through us. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Well, there's nothing really funny about it, but there is a lot of excitement that we can bring with us as we go into the world with hope, making God's vision into our mission. Jesus is risen. Amen.